Hello, my friends, and welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and today I have a very special episode for you. This episode is about one day in the past. I will tell you what I did from the morning until the night. I will use slow English, easy sentences, and the past tense, okay? This story is for beginning level learners. So relax, listen carefully, and imagine the day with me. You can pause the video and repeat the sentences after me. I woke up early in the morning. The sun was rising slowly, and the first light touched the window. It was not the year 2025. It was the year 1900. There was no phone beside my bed. There was no alarm clock to ring. I woke up only because the sunlight came through the thin curtains. The bed was small and the blanket was heavy. It kept me warm during the night, but the room was still very cold. I sat up slowly. My back felt stiff from the hard mattress. The room was quiet. There was no sound of traffic, no sound of machines. Only the soft call of a bird outside the window. I washed my face with cold water. There was no bathroom, no sink, no hot shower. On a small wooden table, there was a bowl filled with water. I put my hands inside. The water was icy and it made me shiver. I splashed the water on my face. I felt more awake, but also colder. Then I got dressed. I did not wear jeans or a t-shirt. Those clothes did not exist in my world. I wore a simple white shirt. I pulled it over my head and buttoned it. I put on my brown trousers. It was made of thick fabric. On my feet, I wore heavy boots. The clothes were not new. They had small holes and old stitching. But they were strong. They kept me safe during the day. I opened the window. The air came in. It was fresh but cold. The street outside was quiet. A horse passed by. The horse was pulling a wooden cart filled with vegetables. There were no buses. It was the start of a new day in the past. After I dressed, I went into the kitchen. The kitchen was small. There was a wooden table in the center. There was no fridge. There was no electric light. The only light came from the window. On the table, there was bread, butter, and a jug of milk. The bread was hard and brown. It was baked the day before. The butter was soft but a little salty. The milk was fresh. I sat down and my family sat with me. We did not have plates for everyone. We shared. I cut a piece of bread. I spread butter on it with a small knife. The butter melted slowly because the bread was still a little warm. I drank a cup of milk. It was creamy and thick. It tasted different from the milk today. It was natural, without sugar. My father ate quietly. He had worked late the night before. My little sister chewed her bread slowly. She looked at me and smiled. The room was simple, but we were together, and that made it warm. After breakfast, I left the house. I put on my coat because the air was cold. I said goodbye to my family and I walked outside. The street was made of stones. My boots made a loud sound with every step. I did not take a bus. I did not drive a car. There were no buses. There were no cars. I walked. I always walked. On the way, I saw a woman sweeping the front step with a broom. I saw a boy carrying a bucket of water from the well. Two old men sat on a bench. They were talking slowly. The morning air was fresh. The smell of bread came from the bakery. The smell of horses came from the street. I walked for 30 minutes. The factory was at the edge of the town. When I arrived, I saw many other workers going inside. The factory was big. The walls were dark with smoke. Inside, the machines were loud. They made a constant heavy sound. The air was thick. It was difficult to breathe. I worked with many other men. Some carried wood. Some worked with metal. Some pushed carts from one side to the other. I carried boxes and moved heavy pieces of wood. It was hard work. My hands became red. My shirt became dirty with dust. The boss walked between us. He wore a hat and carried a stick. He did not speak much. He looked at everyone carefully. We worked for hours without stopping. At midday, we had a short break. I sat on the floor. I ate bread and cheese from my pocket. I drank water from a small metal cup. Then I stood up and worked again. The hours were long. My back hurt. But I continued because I had no choice. In the past, life was hard and work was necessary. When the bell rang, we stopped. The day's work was finished. So I left the factory. My clothes were dirty. My boots were heavy. I walked home slowly. The sun was lower in the sky. The air was cooler. On the street, children were playing with a ball made of cloth. They laughed and shouted. A group of women washed clothes in buckets of water. They rubbed the clothes hard and talked together. A man sold apples from a cart. People stood in line to buy some. The smell of food came from open windows. As I walked, I looked at the sky. It changed from blue to orange and then red. The colors were beautiful, but they also told me that night was coming. When I arrived home, the house looked warm. Smoke came from the chimney. I opened the door and stepped inside. Inside the house, the fire was burning in the fireplace. The room felt warm after the cold outside. The table was ready for dinner. Dinner was simple: soup, bread, and some vegetables. The soup was hot. It smelled of onions and carrots. I dipped my bread into the soup and I ate slowly. My family sat around the table. We talked about our day. My father spoke about his work. My mother spoke about the house. We laughed sometimes, even when we were tired. After dinner, we stayed together. There was no television. There was no radio. We talked. We told stories. My father told us about his childhood. He used his hands to show us how he played in the fields long ago. My little sister played with her doll. My brother cleaned his boots for the next day. The fire crackled in the fireplace. The candle gave us light. The shadows moved slowly on the wall. Later, the house became quiet. The fire became small. The candle became short. We all became sleepy. I went to my room. The bed was small and the blanket was heavy. I put the blanket over me and I felt warm again. Outside, the night was silent. There were no cars, no machines, only the sound of the wind. I closed my eyes. I thought about the day. It was not an easy life, but it was a real life. A day in the past. Lived with my family, food, and simple work. And then I fell asleep. Okay, and that was my story, my day in the past. It was not fast and it was not modern. It was simple, hard, and quiet. Thank you, my friends, for listening to English Unleashed. I hope this story helped you practice the past tense. Until next time, keep learning, keep practicing, and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.